You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus is accelerating his retirement to join the Pearl. TPR's Joey Palacios reports McManus's original retirement date of September 30th has been moved up to next week.
McManus will now retire from SAPD next Friday, July 10th. He'll join Silver Ventures, which owns the Pearl Shopping District, to become Vice President of Safety and Security and oversees security for hotels, restaurants, stores, venues, and real estate. McManus joined the San Antonio Police Department as chief 20 years ago. Previously, he was chief of Minneapolis Police. This is the second time McManus has retired from SAPD. In 2014, he left the department for a head of security job at CPS Energy. However, he returned to SAPD near the end of the selection process and resumed his old role. Interviews for the next SAPD chief will begin in August. City Manager Eric Walsh will appoint an acting police chief from the current command staff in the next week. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
South Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar says Mexico may be able to move faster than the U.S. in expanding sterile fly production to fight the New World screwworm. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been working with Mexican officials to prevent the parasite from spreading farther north. During a virtual discussion Wednesday, Cuellar said he believes Mexico can speed up that effort.
Mexico can move faster, so we will push them to do the capacity building in Mexico because apparently they seem to move faster than we're doing down there in the valley for that facility.
In late June, a 22,000-square-foot production facility opened in Metapa, Chiapas that can produce up to 100 million flies to combat the screwworm. The construction is part of the binational eradication strategy and a joint $50 million investment between Mexico and the United States. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The nonprofit Motorcycle Safety Foundation has become the latest entity to call upon the Texas Department of Transportation to fast-track improvements on Texas Highway 46 in Bandera and Kendall counties. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports the road has come under intense criticism for deadly crashes.
The foundation is sponsored by several motorcycle manufacturers, and since 1973, it says it has set internationally recognized standards that promoted the safety of motorcyclists. The foundation has sent a letter to Mark Williams, the executive director of TxDOT, supporting the agency's proposed Texas 46 safety improvements and wants them implemented as quickly as possible. The foundation says it supports TxDOT plans for a 4-foot centerline buffer, jersey barriers at Webster's Corner, and centerline rumble strips. The foundation's letter follows resolutions in recent months passed by Bandera and Kendall County commissioners and the Board of Trustees at the Bernie Independent School District urging TxDOT to act on the improvements before January. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you can read more about past calls for safety and comments from TxDOT at tpr.org. Recent rains have eased drought conditions enough for aerial firework use this 4th of July in unincorporated Bexar County, including rockets with sticks and missiles with fins. Chief Fire Inspector David Brewer with the Bexar County Fire Marshal's Office says residents must take steps to dispose of them correctly. All used fireworks should be doused in a 5-gallon water bucket overnight and then tossed into a trash bin for disposal. Brewer warned against having trash bins with smoldering debris.
At about 2 hours after that's been cleaned up, we're going to have a fire inside that trash can, which leads to a house fire, whether it's inside the garage or it's on the outside of the house where it comes up the side, goes into the eaves and the soffit of the house and starts running.
Other tips included having a water hose handy and keeping children and pets away from any fireworks. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.